Cordiatka, please say your full name. Mm-hmm.
My name is Cortez Laverne Stallings, Jr.
For the archives, please say H.
For the archives, please say H.
I am 51 years old.
Okay, you can go next. All right. For the archives, please state your birthday.
February 11th, 1963.
I'm February 13th.
It's all right.
For the archives, please state where you were born.
I was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York City.
You're next, right? Okay. Tell me about your name. How did you come to that?
Okay, that's interesting. My father's name was Cortez because I'm a junior. My grandmother, his mother, had 13 children. 13. And they ran out of names. No, I'm just teasing. And they liked the name Cortez from Hernando Cortez. And so they named my father Cortez. And then when I was born, they named me after my father. And then I named my son Cortez. So there's three of us now.
And no, there's four.
More?
Yeah. And there's one that goes to school here.
That's probably my son.
It is. Mm-hmm. The one that goes, I'm in the bubble.
The one that goes to Friends of Color?
Yes, that's my son.
Oh, that's your son?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell him I know you.
What does the African diaspora mean to you?
What does the African
diaspora?
What does the African diaspora mean to you?
Oh, that's beautiful. The African diaspora is like a beautiful rainbow to me, because they say that all people came from Africa, no matter what culture, no matter what color, no matter what language you speak, they all started in one place. All human beings began in Africa. So the African diaspora is especially special to me because everyone came in some way from Africa.
What does it mean to be a
Brooklynite? What does it mean to be a Brooklynite?
To be a Brooklynite? Mm-hmm. Brooklyn is the borough of churches. Brooklyn is now the hottest real estate market in the city. So Brooklyn is where it's at right now. So Brooklyn is very popular borough right now.
Why do we celebrate Black History Month?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important for us to remember where we came from and also to remember people who helped lead us. And that's why Black History Month is so important, because many, many people helped us to build, to grow, to lead us, and to teach us special ideas on how to live and how to treat each other. And we have to remember those people, because those people, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't live the kind of lives that we live.
Tell me about your family and where you were born.
Well, my father was born in the South, and so was my mother. They were born in the Deep South, North Carolina and Alabama. And my grandmother grew up on a farm with lots and lots of animals. And then they migrated to the North in the 60s for a better life. Someone talked about prejudice and discrimination. Well, there was lots of prejudice and discrimination in the South. And my parents wanted to escape it for a better life, so they moved up North. And then they married, and then I was the firstborn.
Tell me about something that is important to you.
Oh, what's very important to me is family. I think relationships and family is very important to me, no matter how you define your family. Your family could be your immediate family, like your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, and aunts and cousins, but they could also be your friends and they can be your neighbors. Or if you're in a school community, your family might be part of your school community. I believe we're all part of one big human family.
Tell me about the street you grew up on. Tell me about the street you grew up on.
The street that I grew up on was in Far Rockaway, a peninsula covered three sides by water. I lived across the street from the bay. I saw the empires. I seen the World Trade Centers, the two of them, before they fell down. I saw when they were being built. I'm right across from JFK Airport, so airplanes pass by my house almost every single day. And I lived on a street called Hassock Street, which was named after the Indians that used to be there before the Western settlers came.
How has life in Brooklyn or else changed since you were a child?
How has life in Brooklyn
or elsewhere?
Or elsewhere changed
since you were a
child?
Well, Brooklyn has changed in a lot of ways since I was a child. Being that I'm almost half of 100 years old, I've seen a lot of changes.
You're almost 100?
I'm 51, so I've seen a lot of changes in my life. Brooklyn has gotten very, very big population-wise since I grew up. There's also been lots and lots of new construction and new buildings since I've grown up. And also, there's been a shift in the population since I've grown up. Once upon a time, remember that video that we saw, or that picture of the runners in 1945, and it said that the borough of Bedford-Stuyvesant or the community of Bedford-Stuyvesant was mostly white? So do I. Well, it changed and it became mostly black at some point. Mostly black people. Now, white people are moving back in from all over the world, from Paris, from London, from different parts of the world. So it seems like more people, and particularly Europeans and white folk, are moving back to the to Brooklyn.
What makes Brooklyn Friends School a community? What makes Brooklyn Friends School a community?
What does Brooklyn Friends School make a community?
What makes Brooklyn Friends a community? I think all of you do. All of you. Because you're here and you see each other every day, and because you study and you play and you help each other and you go through so many kinds of things by helping each other, I think that you guys help make Brooklyn Friends what it is. It's you.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, so press the space bar.